Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Soybean Association and the Murray State University Hudson School of Agriculture will partner to host the annual Soybean Promotion Day, Tuesday, January 22nd. Ray Wagner with the Kentucky Soybean Association says this year's meeting will be in a little different schedule.
We're kind of flipping the day a little bit, so for those who are planning to attend, this will be a morning Murray State Promotion Day. Here lately, it's been in the afternoon. We will start with registration at 8:30, and the program will begin at 9, and we should be all finished with lunch and door prizes, which will start at noon.
Wagner says they're excited to welcome American Soybean Association CEO Ryan Finley.
Obviously, as you all know, there's an awful lot going on in the soybean world these days. We're having a little trouble with trade, and of course, our weather wasn't our friend this time, so we've been having a little bit of issues there, and he's got an awful lot to share with us about some of the things that are going on in the marketplace with the American Soybean Association, the United Soybean Board, and also the United States Soybean Export Council.
She adds one of the hosts of the U.S. Farm Report will also be on hand.
John Phipps, whose name a lot of folks will probably recognize from the U.S. Farm Report. Don't recall any time in recent history that John's been in this part of the country, and so he's always entertaining and also very informative.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Ray Wagner with the Kentucky Soybean Association says Soybean Promotion Day gives farmers a chance to network and receive some critical updates for the coming year.
It's good for us to have some representation down in the western part of the state. You know, when people think about winter meetings, a lot of us naturally think about the National Farm Machinery Show in February, and that's all way in Louisville, which is great, and a lot of folks do make their way up there, but this is probably one of our most important meetings that we have down in the western part of the state. So we're glad to partner with Murray State University and the Hudson School of Ag to put this on year after year.
She adds the annual event typically attracts farmers from across the state.
It started out being a far western Kentucky thing, and we have people coming, I know, in the past few years from as far away as Elizabethtown and even LaRue County.
It takes place at Murray State University's CFSB Center. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts from the Farm Bureau Radio Network.